want to say before it started, I invited my mother here, and it was going to be a surprise for her. Fortunately, that surprise is now come and gone when we prayed. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles up to Galatians 5. Verse 19, to start. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I've told you now in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Heavenly Father, as we gather here under your name, let the message that I will be here preaching with this gracious opportunity reach out to those and be blessed under your name tonight. In your name, we say amen. Amen. So, with this opportunity, I will say, to be able to preach up here, of the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit that I volunteered myself for was for peace. And today's day and age of peace is distorted for what it is for the generation that came before me, the generation that is us, the younger ones, and the next generation that's coming in. Outside of here, of the church, what do you call peace when you see people burning down buildings, rioting, saying they are peacefully protesting? But that's not it. And then we come here, we come to church under the grace of God of what is supposed to be peace. And we know, as good Christians, we are going to have times in our life where we are facing with strife. And that the devil is going to try and tempt us to lead away from the man who saved us by grace. Amen. And I'm for the lesson that I have tonight, we're going to have 3 points of having peace in our lives. We're going to have peace for, we need to have peace for our body, our mind, and our soul. And so let's stay here in Galatians and go back just a couple verses. Let's go to Galatians 5, verses 17 to 18. And it says, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary that one of the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be held of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Amen. Under the law that we were already condemned when we came here to this world. We were condemned to the lake of fire. But under the grace of God, we are saved by His grace and by His sacrifice, which came to me not that long ago. And so, this right here for verses 17 to 18, that's what the flesh wants. It always wants to be free from judgment, contemptions, or even just it wants to do what it's want. But that's not what God wants for us to do with our bodies, so that way we can live a good, prosperous life. And we'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. This is the contrast here of the first point for the body. Give me a second. 14, verse 33. 1 Corinthians 14, 33. "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." As because the flesh wants one thing, but we need to have ourselves bodied here, pay attention, and listen to what God wants us to do with the body that we are given here in this world. We're not going to be here forever. We just got to make sure that our bodies are treated right. Make sure that we're taking care of it, our body's fully healthy, fit, and also that we don't abuse it here. We don't abuse it, we don't destroy it, not on purpose. Accidents happen all the time. We can't control that. We can't control what's going to happen to our bodies. We can't control what's going to be, but we can control what God wants us to do here in our bodies. Romans 15:13. Romans 15:13. And it says here, "Now that God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in the hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." God wants us to do great things here on this earth. He wants us to be able to make sure that we can be able to bring people who don't think they are saved or just don't listen to the word here. We want them to be able to come and invite them. Invite them here, see if they come and stick around. And if they do, get baptized. Get saved. And from verses 16 to 18, it says that the devil is going to try and abuse our body with adultery, drunkenness, substance abuse. If we abuse our bodies, we can't be here for a long period of time. I'm certain that everyone here don't know how, but we need to be able to be taking care of our bodies and making sure that we can be able to be here for God's word and his work here on earth. Work with the church, help people out. Make sure that our bodies are here to be prepared for whenever he comes back. And on to the second point, which is the mind. Then there's so much in this world that we try to be able to focus on God here in the word that we have here, his written word, that the mind can always be corrupted. No matter what. You listen to the news and they try to fill you with the lies that they're saying, and it's just to the point where it's just no. You can't listen to it. You got to be sound and centered in the mind for God. And we go over to Romans, and we go to Romans chapter 8, verses 7 through 8. And we're going to be here for a couple, for this point specifically. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." A mind that is easily corruptible, that don't have the church and are not saved by grace, can easily be corrupted. Easily be corrupted and be guided away from God. Proverbs, I believe it was chapter 1, it says, "Come, let us wait in the darkness and let us spill their blood." We cannot do that for the people that were young back in the day and probably fell in a bad group. We can't do that. We need to be sound of mind and body for God. Be here to be able to make sure that our works here can be ready whenever he comes back for us. This is what the flesh wants, though. What's the contrast to that? Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Amen. Our minds can be almost mismatched, going in different directions, because sometimes we overthink things when it's just one simple thing. We can overthink just a small, simple problem and just go into multiple solutions for it. And it's almost impossible for us to focus on it with all the distractions for the mind that needs to be focused on here in the Word, and make sure that we, as Christians, can be able to make sure that we embolden one another to focus on Him. Amen. Or help those that are faltering, wavering away from Him, to just reel them back in and just say, hey, no, don't think about that. Come back. Let's talk and make sure our minds are with God and not with anyone else. Amen. Then back over to Romans 8. Back over to Romans 8 for what the Spirit wants for us to be, make sure that our minds are with Him. That our minds can be focused on God and not what the world wants us to have. Romans 8 verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit find things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For everyone that is outside, we're already condemned that we are not going to the lake of fire because we are not saved. We're already condemned. But with God, with our body and mind, focusing on Him and making sure that our body is ready and our mind is ready for whenever He returns, I'd rather be saved by grace. Amen. And focused on Him when He comes. Then for the last point here, it's a little short, but I'd rather get straight to the point here, is the soul. And the soul is a very fragile thing that we have to look after. With everything in the world being messed up as it is, being messed up to the point where we might lose people over just the smallest things, it's a better to be able to have more peace within yourself, peace of the body and the mind, but internally the soul can be easily tempted by Him, easily tempted to falter, wander away. 1 Corinthians 6. Chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. It reads, what? Know ye not that your body is in temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He has given us a wonderful gift here to be able to wander here on earth. And to be saved by His grace is another thing. To have our rewards here. To have fellowship with one another. But when you are here in the moment, sometimes the soul can just leave away. It can leave away from us in a way that no one can describe. And for those that have lost the way, I urge you to be able to try and come back and center yourself. Get right with God to be saved by His grace. Amen. And then that's what the flesh wants. It wants the soul to be lost in a way. Just be numb to the world as it is. The contrast here, though. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. We'll probably go back one to be able to get a little more. What I tell you in the darkness, that's verse 27. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, for are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. we're already condemned to the lake of fire, but with the grace of God, we're saved by him. He got crucified for us. His blood paid for our sins here. And I'm just amazed and so happy to know that we have a gracious and loving God that forgives us no matter what our sins was. As long as we are saved by grace, baptized by his blood, we are saved here. And we don't need to look back on our past actions because we are now saved and moving on with a new life, following with Jesus and following him to our just reward. And to what the Spirit wants us to have for a sound body, mind, and soul. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. In a just conclusion for this is that we need to be able to make sure that we're more diligent in what we are doing. Accidents happen no matter what, but what we can do to prepare ourselves for the grace and the coming of God is to be able to make sure that our bodies able, ready, our mind sharp and wit, not hearing to the temptations of what Satan wants for us, and having our soul be ready and just. For when we do go, and we go and meet with our Creator, we need to make sure our soul is right and all three are right with God and also with our Lord and Savior. I know I wasn't a very long one, but it's just I'd rather keep it short and sweet. Amen.